sit so you can face one another comfortably. If direct eye contact feels okay, rest your gaze softly on your partner's face. If not, choose the bridge of the nose, a cheek, the hands, or an object between you. Feel your own feet, seat, or back supported. This is not a conversation to solve anything. It is a few minutes to practice seeing a human being in front of you. For the next 6 minutes, partner A will hold partner B in gentle attention. Partner B, your only job is to breathe and be seen as much as feels comfortable. Partner A, look softly at your partner. Notice their eyes, the shape of their face, or the way they are sitting here with you. Remember that they have an inner world you cannot fully see. Partner A, bring to mind the manageable moment of disconnection you chose. Keep it small. One exchange, one tone, one look. Now, set aside the need to decide what your partner meant. Imagine the scene from where they were standing. What might they have noticed? What might the moment have been like in their body? Let uncertainty stay welcome. Partner A, wonder gently what feelings might have been underneath your partner's behavior. Perhaps fear, disappointment, embarrassment, loneliness, pressure, anger, confusion, or something else. You do not have to agree with what they did to wonder what it felt like to be them. Let your own body stay supported while you make room for the possibility of their feeling. Partner A, ask quietly what might have felt threatened or tender for your partner in that moment. Perhaps being understood, respected, included, trusted, valued, safe, free, or close. You are not claiming to know. You are practicing the humility of asking what need might be asking for care beneath the surface of a conflict. If it feels fitting, imagine your partner at a younger age, not as a story you have to get right, but as a reminder that every adult has known vulnerability. Picture them as a child who wanted to be safe, included, seen, or soothed. Let the image soften your gaze, not erase your boundaries. You can hold both what hurt you and the possibility that something tender was alive in them too. Partner A, silently offer a few simple wishes to your partner, only if they feel true enough. May you feel safe with me. May you feel understood. May you have room to be human. Or choose your own words. Partner B, receive only what feels welcome. Let the rest pass by. Take one breath together, then gently switch roles. For the next 6 minutes, Partner B will hold Partner A in gentle attention. Partner A, your only job is to breathe and be seen as much as feels comfortable. Partner B, look softly at your partner. Notice their eyes, the shape of their face, or the way they are sitting here with you. Remember that they have an inner world you cannot fully see. Partner B, bring to mind the manageable moment of disconnection you chose. Keep it small. One exchange, one tone, one look. Now, set aside the need to decide what your partner meant. Imagine the scene from where they were standing. What might they have noticed? What might the moment have been like in their body? Let uncertainty stay welcome. Partner B, wonder gently what feelings might have been underneath your partner's behavior. Perhaps fear, disappointment, embarrassment, loneliness, pressure, anger, confusion, or something else. You do not have to agree with what they did to wonder what it felt like to be them. Let your own body stay supported, while you make room for the possibility of their feeling. Partner B, ask quietly what might have felt threatened or tender for your partner in that moment. Perhaps being understood, respected, included, trusted, valued, safe, free, or close. You are not claiming to know. You are practicing the humility of asking what need might be asking for care beneath the surface of a conflict. If it feels fitting, imagine your partner at a younger age, not as a story you have to get right, but as a reminder that every adult has known vulnerability. Picture them as a child who wanted to be safe, included, seen, or soothed. Let the image soften your gaze. Not erase your boundaries. You can hold both what hurt you and the possibility that something tender was alive in them too. Partner B, silently offer a few simple wishes to your partner, only if they feel true enough. May you feel safe with me. May you feel understood. May you have room to be human. Or choose your own words. Partner A, receive only what feels welcome. Let the rest pass by. Take one breath together. Let the gaze soften, or let it go. Feel your own body again. Feet, seat, hands, and breath. You do not need to talk about what came up right now. Perhaps offer a small nod, a hand squeeze, if welcome, or simply shared quiet. Empathy does not mean abandoning yourself. It means making room for another human being while staying connected to your own heart and limits.